In Geel, Belgium, is a shrine in the resting place of St. Dimphna. St. Dimphna was born in Ireland in the 600s. Her father was a pagan king and her mother was a devout Catholic. St. Dimphna grew in her love for our Lord and served him, and at the age of 14, she dedicated her whole life over to Christ. Shortly after her 14th birthday, her mother passed away. Her father loved his wife deeply and grieved for this loss, but it led him to a disordered attraction for his daughter. She fled Ireland along with her spiritual director, and she spent the next year caring for the poor and the elderly in Belgium. Her father pursued her, wanting to bring her back and make her his wife. And since she had consecrated her life to Christ, she refused any advances, and in anger, her father beheaded her. She was 15 years old when she witnessed for the love of Christ. St. Dimphna's feast day is May 15th. She is the patron of those who struggle with mental illness and those who have suffered from sexual abuse. In her shrine in Belgium, along the walls, are different paintings about her life. And when it comes to this time in her life with her father, there is an image of the devil behind him, whispering into his ear. And the next panel shows the same scene, but the father's ears and nose resembles the devil. And it goes on to the next pattern, where it shows even more, until finally, there's no difference between the devil's face and Dimphna father's face. He had turned away from God and was deciding upon committing this horrible act. In our first reading today, we see the crowning achievement of God, the zenith of his creation, man and woman. And everything possible was given to them. Everything that was good and right and beautiful and just, they had at their disposal. They were lacking nothing. And then in comes Satan, the serpent. And he whispers to Eve. He begins with a half-truth. Did God say you cannot eat from all any of the trees in the garden? And she corrects him. She knows the truth. Only the one that is forbidden, the tree of good and evil. And then come the lies and the deceptions. You know, if you do this, you will become like gods yourself. And if we can become like gods ourselves, then we can do whatever we want. We can make our own decisions. We don't have to have the Lord God Almighty in our life. And Adam and Eve chose that route. God gives us free will because he wants us to be able to choose the good, to choose the right, to choose the holy. If God did not give us a free will, then we could never even choose him in that freedom. It's like being a robot. How can you love a robot? How can a robot love me? There has to be that gift of free will to be able to choose, I love you. I will serve you. I will care for you. And Adam and Eve had that choice, and they chose to follow their own selfishness. God allows us the opportunity to choose and freely choose to love him. And we have that free will, which is a tremendous gift, but also a tremendous burden. With Adam and Eve, they freely choose not to follow the Lord, but to follow the devil. And God has been caught, and we have been caught in that sin, in that web of sin, every day of our lives. Humanity still tries to play God in so many aspects of life, rather than trusting in the loving God and his providence for each of us. And now in our gospel this evening, we have the complete opposite of what we heard in the first reading. The evil one comes to tempt Jesus, to give him lies and deceptions, and even quotes scripture to him. And Jesus resists. Jesus chooses to follow God's will. The evil one comes to Jesus when his 40-day retreat is over, when he is tired and weak and hungry, which we should bear in mind that when we feel tired or weak or hungry or alone or sick, that's an ideal time for the evil one to come and try to tempt us, to lead us away from what God is calling us to be, and to soothe our own sorrows and our sufferings in something that is not of the Lord. The evil one does not care anything about any of us. He hates us, and he wants to bring us down, and he knows which buttons to push on each one of us. It is doing God's will and coming to him and asking for that grace and strength that we can resist the temptations of the evil one, because he can only tempt us. He can't force us. That free will, we had the right to choose to be of God or be of the devil. And he gives us the graces that we have received first in baptism with the sanctifying dwelling of the Holy Trinity within each one of us. He gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit at our confirmation. He nourishes us with the grace of the Eucharist. And in each of our vocations, whether in the sacrament of marriage or in holy orders, there's those graces given to us to live out our vocation. And if we do fall, he offers to us his loving hand in the sacrament of reconciliation to bring us back to himself and lift us up to that loving kindness that he offers to each one of us. This Lent, we need to renew our love for the Lord, to choose him each day. And when we do fall, to go to confession quickly. St. Teresa of Avila says, if you fall, get up quick. Don't allow the evil one to pull you down further, but turn to the one who loves us. And every day when we look upon a crucifix, we should be able to remind ourselves just how much God does love us and how much Christ is there for us, and to respond to that grace that he's calling us from sin to live that new life that he offers. Thank you.